the American empire will end in poverty. That's the cost of fighting Israel's wars or trying to be the world's police force or trying to dominate the whole world. That's the cost, is poverty for the American people, because every war requires massive currency printing. Lots of currency printing to fund the weapons, the fuel, the salaries of the soldiers, etc., etc. And, of course, the more currency they print, then the more impoverished the American workers become. Because printing money is a tax on all existing currency, including the money that you've saved or invested or that you are earning. So, we will all be living in poverty if we are tied to the dollar. The exit from that poverty is, of course, to translate dollars into other things that will hold value. But it's more important now than ever before to understand this concept. And I know I've said this before, not everybody has fully absorbed the importance of this concept, but now it's critical because, of course, Trump is gearing up for World War III. He's provoking it. He wants to go to war against China after Russia and Iran, which the U.S. has lost both of those wars, by the way, and the U.S. will lose against China. But in the process of losing these three wars, the U.S. will become impoverished domestically. The American people, they will gain a new skill, dumpster diving for food. That's quite a skill for you. You know, you can hang out at night after dark behind the Dunkin' Donuts, and whatever donuts they don't sell that day, you know, they chuck them in the dumpster. If you time it just right, you can dive in there and get yourself some Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah, a little free diabetes for you right there. You live on sugar and processed fried wheat. Dumpster diabetes for you there. That's going to be a whole new diagnosis. But that's where a lot of Americans are headed, because for some reason they still believe, they trust in the dollar, and the dollar is doomed. It's doomed. In my opinion, although don't take this as professional financial advice because I'm not your financial advisor, but in my opinion, you should get as far out of the dollar as you can, as quickly as you can, minimize exposure to dollars. Now, I understand we still need some dollars in order to conduct, you know, basic things like paying utility bills, things like that. Now, as we know, even if you are personally insulated from the worst economic impacts of this empire of war, which will result in an empire of collapse, as you know, the people around you are not so well insulated. Most of them are going to be tied to the dollar. Most of them are going to lose everything. Most of them will become desperate. And as that happens, society is going to go through an uprising and a revolt. This is the same pattern that we've seen many times before in history across Europe, across China, across Russia, across, you know, Central and South America. Anytime that a country ends up with the impoverished masses having difficulty eating, as they say, we are nine meals away from anarchy. When that anarchy happens, then the response from the government is full-blown authoritarianism. So here's what you're about to see, although this will take some time to develop, but you're going to see, especially leftists, you're going to see them protesting in the streets. You're going to see marches that will gather size and steam with each passing month. You're going to see real chaos in the streets as all of this happens, as the empire fails. The response to that will be the government, whoever's in power at the time, it might be Trump, might be somebody else, because this is going to take years to play out. But the government will become increasingly authoritarian. So the government will crack down on the First Amendment, will crack down on freedom of speech, it'll crack down on the press, it will arrest people who are deemed to be dissidents, you know, especially those who are protesting in the streets. You're going to see the United States government in its final phase of collapse turn into something that's more like, Joseph Stalin or even Zelensky under Ukraine, where you have no First Amendment rights whatsoever. And this will, of course, only exacerbate the energy and the recruitment of the anti-government forces that will be able to find more and more people because those people have nothing left to lose. As Gerald Celente says, when they have nothing left to lose, they lose it. That's exactly where this is going. You're going to see people who are desperate, people who are starving, people who can't feed their kids, joining the protest, joining the uprising, and at some point this will tip over into probably armed revolt. And by armed, what I mean, I don't necessarily mean, you know, rifles, but more like Molotov cocktails and acts of kinetic terrorism against the government. And I think this will be carried out by whoever is not in power in the administration at the time. So if Trump or J.D. Vance or whoever from the GOP is still in power when this happens, then it's going to be a lot of leftists that will start throwing Molotov cocktails and setting off bombs. This is going to be kind of like, what was it called? The Weather Underground? That was back in the 70s, I think. They thought they were going to carry out a communist revolution across America. They thought they were going to, you know, round up everybody and kill off 25% of the population and set off a bunch of bombs and this and that. They were serious about it, too. That's going to make a comeback. I mean, that kind of vibe. You're going to see leftists trying to push something like a, I don't know, like a socialist French revolution, you know? What year was that? 1789? Something like that, where they will use their, you know, the guillotines as a symbol of, you know, beheading the leadership, and then they will call for socialism, which will be very popular because everybody will be impoverished and people will want handouts from government and, you know, food stamps and this and that. But of course, socialism is not a better solution at all. It's in many ways worse, but it will be popular. Socialism is just another trap of centralized control under different people. The real solution is to end the Fed and stop the money printing machine. That's the real solution. And have honest money, which would also end the wars, because you can't fund the wars just by printing money if you have an honest money system backed by gold. But there probably won't be a large enough group of people calling for that, because that requires education and intelligence and an understanding of economic principles. That's never popular. It's always a lot more popular to say we should all have handouts and let's have socialism or even communism or something like that. That's where this is undoubtedly going. And probably the socialist forces will be victorious at some point, because the, if you think about it, the capitalists will have made such a mess of things that so many people will be thrust into poverty that they won't trust the so-called capitalist system again, even though we don't really have capitalism, do we? We have crony capitalism, which is just friends of the White House getting handouts and getting government contracts and grants, money printing, being distributed to those who are close to the centers of power in Washington, D.C. That's not capitalism at all. So we don't have capitalism. And when the system collapses, it isn't the fault of capitalism. It's not the fault of free markets. It's happening because we've abandoned free markets. We've abandoned Austrian economics or free market principles. Nevertheless, socialism will be very, very popular, and it will probably win the hearts and minds of the people. So probably after some kind of a revolution that will be very bloody, that will probably involve the military murdering American citizens, which the Trump administration has already begun doing through ICE, then we will end up with a socialist government regime. That is, for whoever is still left alive at that point. And socialism will have all of the tenets of centralized economic control. Centralized distribution of food, centralized pricing of food, centralized control over farmers and what they're allowed to plant and what they're supposed to plant and how much they're allowed to harvest, etc. Centrally planned economies, which today's communists insist will work better because now we can use, you know, computing and AI to automate centrally planned economies. I think that's a farce, of course. I think individuals who have a self-interest will make better decisions than any centralized planning. But that's their argument, that communism just hasn't been done right. And that now we have the computing power to do it. Well, probably you're going to end up living under authoritarianism, some kind of dictatorial control where your food is limited, your transportation is limited, your energy consumption is limited, etc. And that's all part of the run-up to global extermination of humanity. Yes, indeed. See, once they have everybody rounded up into their economic control grid, then it's easier to exterminate people and achieve the global depopulation goals that they have set out for themselves. So, socialism as a stepping stone to extermination, yeah, that sounds like something they would do. Of course they would, if they haven't killed enough people from the world war already. They will turn to socialism. So get prepared. Let me give you some resources and some sponsors. Of course, gold and silver, I think, are critical. And you want physical gold and silver under your custody or vaulted with a trusted vault. You can reach our sponsor, Battalion Metals, at metalswithmike.com. And that's the company that's co-founded by Tucker Carlson, by the way. So you know you can trust them. You know they have high integrity. I've worked with them for many years, long before Tucker Carlson was involved. But, you know, it's the same group I've been working with for years, and they are honest, high integrity. Metalswithmike.com, very competitive pricing. They respect your privacy. And they are Ron Paul libertarian-minded kind of people, so they understand economics. And then for your backup communications, for solar generators and solar panels, Faraday bags, and more, check out sat123.com. That's the satellite phone store, sat123.com. And then finally, if you need storable food or iodine or other supplies such as high-density nutrition, then get that from us at healthrangerstore.com. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can find more of my videos and interviews and podcasts at brightvideos.com. You can find my articles at naturalnews.com. And you can also follow my social media posts at brighteon.social. Thank you for listening. Take care. We now have vitamin D3 plus K2 plus Aquaman, which is a seaweed calcium, available at healthrangerstore.com. Here, I've got it up on my site here. This is the Groovy Bee brand that we have, which is our in-house brand, healthrangerstore.com. Again, vitamin D3 plus K2 with Aquaman. That's the brand of the seaweed calcium in a capsule format. Of course, it's laboratory tested for heavy metals and glyphosate and microbiology and so much more. And it's certified ingredients, of course. And, you know, everything that we build for you in terms of a product is meticulously sourced. And one of the most difficult products to source is actually vitamin D3. It's extremely difficult because it turns out in the supply chain, almost all vitamin D has a bunch of sort of unnamed ingredients in it. And that's what our sourcing people found after a couple of years of trying to source a clean version of vitamin D3 that we finally found and nailed and put it in the formula and did all the lab testing and certification. So now it's available. So this synergistic combination, if you think about natural bone support, for example, or you think about the fact that so many people may not have sufficient levels of vitamin D for just optimal health and immune support and, you know, many other reasons to have vitamin D levels, this product can help you supplement that. And so it's available now, healthrangerstore.com, vitamin D3 plus K2 with Aquaman, 60 capsules available, shipping right now while supplies last. And in this environment where global supply chains are getting wrecked, you know, if this is something you want, get it now while we have supplies, because it's becoming more difficult and more expensive to source literally everything at this point. So anyway, thank you for your support. You can also find many other products, of course, hundreds of different products at healthrangerstore.com, including storable food. And right here we have our organic powdered chicken bone broth in a number 10 can, our turmeric root powder, and so much more. We've got so many amazing products for you to choose from, including tinctures, superfoods, storable foods, as well as
freeze-dried fruits and vegetables in sealed number 10 cans. That's great for long-term storage. Plus, we have iodine, and that's a product that's moving very quickly because of concerns about, you know, global nuclear war, unfortunately. But you can find all of this. It's all laboratory tested. It's all certified. It's all meticulously sourced at healthrangerstore.com. And yeah, there we go. That's what the vitamin D3 looks like there. Thank you for supporting us, because we need your support in order to fund our platform. And so we can keep bringing you amazing interviews and content and free AI tools for knowledge and so much more. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for healthrangerstore.com.